This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
Talk Radio Countdown.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, which can be found at talkers.com, the home of Talkers Television, Talkers Radio. It's all about talk, conversation on the radio, the issues of the day, etc., etc. Each week, we get together at this time for Michael to review the research that's been done on the stories, the topics, if you will, the top 10 topics of the week, people being discussed, et cetera, et cetera. I think I've given you enough of an introduction. The big buildup is over now. It's time for you to perform, Michael.
Wow, that buildup is, well, it's good. It's called filler. It kills about 10 or 15 minutes of the show, which is good because, you know, we don't know
what to say. Much to say. We're news talk guys. What do we know?
Yeah, what do we know? I mean, here are the top 10 stories of the week on news talk stations, such as the ones that people are listening to now. At number 10, we have Major League Baseball action. At number 9, we have the Tony Stewart race death tied with NFL preseason. The death of Lauren Bacall at number 8. U.S. immigration policy tied with the border crisis at number 7. At number 6, we have the Ebola pandemic fears. At number 5, we have Russian-Ukraine aggression. At number 4, Robin Williams' death. At number 3, the Hillary-Obama foreign policy tussle. How's that for language? At number 2, the ISIS threat tied with U.S.-Iraq policy. At number 1, the Michael Brown slaying and the militarized Missouri police tied in there. Big story, obviously. You want the 10 most talked about people?
Absolutely.
Tony Stewart and Kevin Moore Jr. at 10. Lauren Bacall at 9. At number 8, Edward Snowden. Rand Paul at 7. Vladimir Putin at 6. Number 5, Rush Limbaugh. Number 4, Robin Williams. Number 3, Hillary Clinton. Number 2, Michael Brown. And number 1, Barack Obama.
I like
and that's a snapshot of the week's activity.
Yeah, Vladimir, like you were his pal, Vlad. Vladimir, yes. I call him Pukin Putin, just in case you want to make reference. You can copy that and give me credit if
what
you like.
What's that against this poor guy?
Poor Pukin Putin?
Yeah, why is he Pukin Putin?
A former KGB guy wants to control everything. You know, you love guys like that, right? That
guys, you know, the chop wood.
Yeah, right, that's it.
Do you remember Leonid Brezhnev?
Yes.
Pretty scary.
Yeah, he was. All those guys, those wrestlers.
Remember how when we were kids, we were terrified of Nikita Khrushchev?
Yeah, pounding his shoe on the podium. Remember that?
And we will bury you.
We
will bury you. Oh, my gosh. Yep. And then of course, everybody loved what the heck is his
name? Molotov cocktail. No, you're talking
Gorbachev.
About Gorbachev. Mikhail Gorbachev.
Down this wall.
Right. Yep. He became a pseudo-American. He spends as much time, well, I don't know if he does now, but spent a lot of time in the United States after he retired, if you will. And he and Ronald Reagan actually became quite good friends.
Well, we need a new Cold War with the Russians so that we can have a little diversity from the war against Al-Qaeda. Mm. You know, we have to mix these wars up a little bit or conversation won't be interesting.
All right, so
aren't all these wars there just simply to give those of us in talk radio material?
There's that and also to help the military-industrial complex. I'm going to go one better than that and ask you to analyze the following conclusion that I have drawn as a result of a number of things that have been put together this week. Number one on the stories list, the number one topic, News Talk Radio this week, determined by the folks at Talkers Magazine, is the situation in Ferguson, Missouri. But more importantly, Michael, this whole business about the military-industrial complex, did you know that there is a move afoot to give the USDA agents submachine guns, other agents, the IRS, submachine guns. And if you dig deeper, you find that the program that was responsible for arming these cops in this Missouri town to the hilt and the move for these guys to get submachine guns all comes out of the Pentagon, the what they call the surplus military inventory. And what when you really dig around in that, you find that the Pentagon budget, like all the other federal budgets, is so loaded with fraud and abuse and all the need to spend every penny. So things that they don't need, they build and they give them to the police departments. That's why towns like Ferguson, Missouri, population 3, have a SWAT team. And they have all kinds of military paraphernalia because the law allows the Pentagon to buy as much of this stuff as they can pay for. And what they don't need, they're giving free to these police departments so they can all be armed to the hilt.
The militarization of local police departments is an alarming trend in the United States. And, it all goes into that umbrella term called the military-industrial complex, which, interestingly, one of the great military leaders of the 20th century and a president of the United States, Dwight D. Eisenhower, used his final speech to the nation as president not to talk about his great accomplishments, not to talk about the dangers ahead of the Cold War or the Russians or the Soviets or the Chinese, but rather the biggest threat facing Americans and their freedom was the rise of the military-industrial complex. And Eisenhower was one of the most powerful members of the military establishment of the entire century and the President of the United States. That was probably one of the most prescient and important speeches ever given in modern, it's almost ancient, but relative to this country, it's still modern history. And everybody should, I don't know if it's on YouTube, or it must be on YouTube, should watch that speech. It's only a few minutes.
Yeah.
And realize who's saying it and what he's saying. And
wow.
Now in 2014, we're living it.
Yeah. And then the millennial generation gets its news and sound bites, doesn't pay attention to the history. They weren't taught history in school, so they're not really interested in how it applies now. And as we know, lack of understanding of history sort of forces or predicts that you're going to repeat the same mistakes over and over again. There is a bill before Congress, House Bill 4934, that's called the Regulatory Agency Demilitarization Act, which is aimed at taking away the power that these people are gaining as a result of the Patriot Act after September 11th, when everybody needed to be armed, according to the feds. Everybody, give them a gun, we'll shoot everybody. And so we did these foolish things in the name of supposedly protecting ourselves in the Patriot Act, and that stuff's coming home to roost as well. So this bill is an attempt to reverse that. Go ahead, excuse me.
Well, I don't know how the average person can possibly even resist this. I don't know what the
resist
answer.
What? Resist what? What do you mean resist?
Resist the fact that policy made by the government per expenditures on military equipment, on militarization, on keeping the country in a never-ending state of war.
Yeah.
On militarizing local police departments, on creating an atmosphere of fear whereby you have to be frisked, searched, show papers just to go into an office building to do business.
Yeah.
The creeping totalitarian police state that seems to be developing
yeah.
all around us.
Yeah.
I don't know whether politicians or even a president of the United States has the power or the will or the collective focus to resist this. This is a serious situation.
It is very serious, and I'm glad that we hit this note so people would understand. I think what happens is that when we're doing this overview of a situation like exists in Ferguson, Missouri, and I have said, somebody sent me an email that suggested that I don't understand the situation, and that I had no business suggesting that all the police department be fired. I have my own thoughts, and I'm entitled to them, and that's one of the beauties of this format and the connection that we have on the air. You're free to have yours and express them. I'm free to have mine and express them, and that's really, issues aside, that's really what we're talking about, our ability to express ourselves and discuss and debate these things without being shut down, which is another danger that looms, frankly, as the militarization gets stronger, the protest for various things that are said on the air gets stronger, and more people, more voices get shut down.
Yeah, there is a movement of shutting down speech, and we're seeing it. Of course, there's always been a pressure, a movement towards shutting down free speech.
Yeah.
And, I mean, you and I have been talking about this for 25 years,
yep.
And it goes back all the way to the beginning of the country, and it goes all the way back to the beginning of the human race.
I mean, yeah.
That's the nature of the struggle for power, is to shut down dissent. And that's what they do in fascistic dictatorships. They shut down dissent. They don't even let it, a spark of
it. Right, they kill you.
Right, they kill you.
Yeah.
And
well,
you heard what I said at our recent conference when I presented one of our talk show hosts with the Freedom of Speech Award.
Yes.
That, expressing political opinions, no matter what they are, has always been historically life-threateningly dangerous.
Yep, and it becomes more so with every passing day here. Let's pause for a moment. Back to consideration of some of the other issues. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com, with me, Doug Steffen, on the weekly talk radio roundup. Join the good day.
It's time to break up with your current phone. For a limited time, you can get a free 4G LTE phone when you switch to Boost Mobile. That's right. All you have to do is switch. Now, don't worry. Your current phone isn't going to be mad at you. Jealous, maybe, but not mad. It doesn't have feelings under that screen. It's just a bunch of parts. Plus, Boost Mobile has plans starting at only $40 a month with unlimited talk, text, and data. Seems like that's something you could take home to mom. So go ahead and leave your old phone for a new phone with a better plan. Your old phone will never know, but your wallet will. Get a free 4G LTE phone when you switch to Boost Mobile. Plans start at only $40 a month with unlimited talk, text, and data. So you never have to hold back. Visit your local Boost Mobile retailer for details. Boost Mobile. Promotion valid until 9/1/14 at participating dealers while supplies last, and only for new monthly activations porting in from non-Sprint related carriers. Free phone limits, select models, excludes taxes, require payment of first month service. $40 plan includes 500 megabytes a month of high-speed data. Offers and coverage not available everywhere. Additional terms and restrictions apply. See participating dealers for details.
This hour of the Doug Steffen Good Day program brought to you by BuzzBox Coffee. Scared of going to the dentist? Did you know drinking BuzzBox Coffee can help you reduce your trips to the dentist and thus save you money? BuzzBox Coffee is complex, and it contains naturally occurring compounds like caffeine. It also includes trigonelline, and recent studies have shown it helps defend your pearly whites as it has antibacterial and anti-adhesive properties. This means that trigonelline helps stop cavity-causing bacteria from sticking to your teeth. So now you have another great reason to get what's truly the best of the best coffee. That's USDA-certified organic, shade-grown, top 1% Arabica grade, fairly traded, and it helps support my Eastleigh farm. Taste the difference and make a difference one cup at a time by getting delicious BuzzBox coffee. To experience your free pound, call today, 866-456-7805, or just go to DougSteffen.com. Click on the BuzzBox orange box on any page at DougSteffen.com. Hi, I'm Doug Steffen with some facts about allergies that will surprise you. Fact one, your allergy symptoms aren't caused by allergens. They're caused by your body's chemical responses to them. Fact two, antihistamines target only one of these chemical responses. Fact three, Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour stops more to relieve your worst nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for a full 24 hours. You've got the facts, now get relief with Nasacort. It stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams' Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
You think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams' Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! Like, that was good. Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Don't go away. We've got more information on the big things being discussed on your favorite talk radio programs.
It's the heart of summer across America. Thoughts turn to childhood and long days of fun. Everybody would love to feel like a kid again. An HB extract can be a vital tool in your battle to stay vibrant and young, as it supports healthy blood pressure and circulation while balancing cholesterol. GCN and longtime sponsor HB extract want to help keep your heart healthy with the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway. Enter to win by visiting GCNlive.com between now and August 29th and click on the contest banner in the top left corner of the page. HB Extract has helped tens of thousands of people worldwide feel good again, and they've done it with HB Extract's exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. Here's to you enjoying many more long, warm, and fun-filled summers, free of pain and sickness. Visit GCNlive.com and enter to win in the 30 bottle, 30 days summer giveaway with HB Extract. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Sign up now at GCNlive.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com. There are a couple of these stories that are in the top ten this week that beg us to examine talk radio's role specifically and the hosts in them. One of them has to do with a host that I will not name, or two hosts actually, having a conversation on the air about Iraq policy, which is the number two issue this week on the countdown. One of these hosts demanded on the air, this is one host interviewing another host. You know how that goes, Michael. It happens.
You know what's happening right now.
Yeah, I guess it is. You're right about that. I didn't even think about that. Yes. So this host demanded, and he's somebody who doesn't care for the president, so he's happy to take a shot at the president and how weak he is and all that stuff. So he says, the way for us to fix Iraq is to go in and blow up all of the enemy. And I wonder how those sorts of comments come. Are we talking about people who just want to talk to their base? Are we having people that are trying to get folks to protest against them? What do you think goes on in the mind? You're certainly schooled in the mind.
Well, I do think that there's a tremendous amount of talking to your base and preaching to your choir in this business.
Mm-hmm.
I also believe that there are a lot of jerks out there, which is the messy side of free speech, saying things that are ridiculous, and we have to accept that if we're going to have freedom of speech. I don't like jerks on the radio because it hurts our business, it hurts our credibility and our image, and I'm a trade publisher. I'm not a politician. I'm not a political activist. I'm just a guy that's interested in the business of radio and communications. But because we cover so many of these things, I've sort of been drawn into these conversations.
Mm-hmm.
My politics is free speech. So I defend somebody's right to say that. Specifically, I hate to tell you this, Doug, but that is a legitimate, although maybe repugnant.
Yeah.
But it is a legitimate military option.
Oh, I understand. Yeah. No, I'm not disagreeing with that.
Historically, that's an option. Sometimes wars are such a struggle that the only option is either get the hell out or wipe out the enemy completely.
Hmm. So you don't do that here because these people are like ants in an anthill or rats. The more you or cockroaches, you try to kill them or get rid of them, and they come back again stronger than ever. But I really brought it around because of our emphasis earlier on in the military-industrial complex and more underscoring, well, the war is winding down in Afghanistan. Let's find something else to shoot up. And so we go back to Iraq. That's an easy way for us to spend more money, to have the Pentagon up and the Defense Department armed. And it's just more. Think about in our lifetime what has happened, starting with Vietnam, which was a complete waste of money and lives. You can go, something happened out of Korea, but nothing, you know, obviously it hasn't been resolved because they're still fussing at each other, the North Koreans and South Koreans. But when you come from Vietnam and go into whether they were local skirmishes or whether they have been regional or international skirmishes, nobody has won anything, won decisively anything, just a lot of shooting, a lot of bombing, a lot of killing. And the only people that are ahead are the folks making all this weaponry.
Yeah, well, you know, that's so apparent.
Yeah.
So apparent, and yet people get drawn into the propaganda, and then the word patriotism is thrown around.
Oh yeah, right.
And,
you're not a patriot if you don't. Yeah.
And the news is very sketchy. I mean, we don't really have all the facts.
Mm-hmm. Well, that pretty much at all of the levels here. The serious issues this week, certainly with the Michael Brown slaying, we don't have the facts. In this circumstance in Iraq, we don't have the facts. We certainly don't know what the Russians are really doing with the 260 trucks that are going into Ukraine. Don't have the facts there. Certainly don't have the facts about Ebola. My God, what a horrible job the news media has done covering that, trying to scare the hell out of everybody. So you're right, there's not a lot of factual conversation going on, and maybe that's something we address. As we continue here, Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show with me, I'm Doug Steffen.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Safety, safety, safety. I'm saying it three times. Studies show you need to hear something three times to remember it. So remember, safety, safety, safety is important to me, me, me. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products to help keep our facilities safe and people safer. Say it with me, kid. Safety, safety, safety from Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Are you still losing your hair in the brush or the shower? Provia is the all-natural hair thinning therapy that can help you with all this and much more. Listener Tom says, I've been using Provia for the last 2 months, ever since I heard you talking about it on the air, and the results are amazing. I've been seeing my hair grow back in, comes in thicker every day. It's absolutely wonderful. Even my wife has been commenting on how wonderfully I look. Well, if your wife is losing her hair, Tom, this product is for her as well. Call 800-525-8319 to get the results that Tom got. You'll get them by ordering Provia today. Also, mention Doug Steffen and ask for Provia Super Concentrate. You'll get it for faster, even more noticeable results. 800-525-8319 for a limited time upgrade to priority shipping. That's free as well. Provia, get your hair back the natural way. Stop hair loss now by calling 800-525-8319. That's 800-525-8319.
Repairing potholes is quick and easy with Sacrete U.S. Cold Patch. Sacrete U.S. Cold Patch is a high-performance patching material made with more than 95% recycled materials and can be used in wet or dry applications in any temperature. There's no oily mess or VOCs, and it's odorless. For long-lasting pothole repairs, count on Sacrete U.S. Cold Patch. To see why Sacrete is the choice of pros since 1936, visit Sacrete.com.
UnseenNow.com, proud sponsor of GCN. UnseenNow's unparalleled encryption tools keep your communications secure. GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is, if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. 8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
Michael Harrison back with us again on the weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show. This hour devoted to an understanding of the issues and understanding the people that are being discussed, and also Michael's unique position as sort of the Pied Piper of the News Talk Radio world, the publisher of Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com. So we come together to bring you the stories and the people that are being discussed. Certainly a lot of people talking about Robin Williams. And number four on the people list this week is Robin Williams. Number five on the people list this week is Rush Limbaugh, because he talked about Robin Williams, inveigling himself as he did, whether on purpose or not, in the Sandra Fluke situation a couple of years ago. We all know what the results of that have been for the business and for listeners in general. But what about this latest thing where I happened to make brief mention of it on my Good Day program, and I was soundly criticized because I didn't hear supposedly everything, and there's nuance, it's taken out of context, and yada, yada, yada. So let's have you analyze this, because you're certainly there on top of it, more knowledgeable than am I, and probably most of the people listening, as to what Limbaugh really said and what impact it has on the discussion and the debate surrounding Robin Williams' death.
And let's just simply is Rush Limbaugh has a mastery of getting himself involved in issues where he doesn't fear being labeled a bad guy. And he figures out a way to politicize it, usually with celebrities that are politically active. You see, he picks his targets. Basically, you know, I don't have an exact word-to-word memory of what he said because I don't have it in front of me, but he applies tied Williams, he connected Williams' misery that led to his suicide to Williams' political left liberal leanings and his history of supporting Democratic Party candidates. And, you know, he's done this with others. He's gotten into this trouble with Michael J. Fox. He's the Sandra Fluck thing. He just knows how to do this. And
does he know better, or does he not know better, or does is all this people always want to know if it's calculated? I think it's
calculated, and I think he appeals to a certain cynical side of his core. Mm-hmm. I think that he is in the business of being an important figure. I think it's a noisy world, Doug, and I think for someone like Limbaugh to maintain his stature as a leading controversial commentator, who's talked about by other commentators, who's talked about as a newsmaker on shows that are in fact his competitors, I think that this is what he has to do.
Yeah.
This is what he does.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a small segment of the population who'll go, yeah. There's a larger segment of the population will go, and then there's a segment of the population will go, that's horrible. How could you say that about somebody? And this is just all part of that First Amendment thing we're talking about. But Limbaugh specifically, he's a master not only of being compelling on the air, whether you like it or not, but also getting himself into the news. He thinks of these extraordinarily creative angles to be the curmudgeon, the cynical, anti-liberal, naysaying guy that has the courage to take the heat. And interestingly, he's a sensitive person, but he lives a life of basically hiding away from the public so he doesn't have to face crowds.
Yeah, he's a guy that has to hide.
For years. Yeah. I'm sorry.
He has to hide. He can't live his life in public. And that's one of the things that is tragic about some of the people who do this or people who become celebrities. They can't live a normal life. He can't go out and play golf in Palm Beach without being accosted by all kinds of people. Some of them, his fans, that want his autographs,
yeah, really,
his bodyguard.
The really high-profile talk show hosts get accosted constantly when they walk down the street. People yell out at them, go, hey, you're a jerk. It happens all the time. You know, it's interesting. Once upon a time, people were more respectful of celebrities, even if they didn't like them. Nowadays, people, they're very crass. They forget they're not on the Internet and their name isn't anonymous.
If you have not sought the fame, but you're related to it, I mean, take technology and let's go one step further, moving away from Limbaugh specifically, but to all of the accosted that was aimed at Robin Williams' daughter, I think her name is Zelda, when she wasn't posting pictures of her father fast enough, all kinds of bullying and nasty things.
In terms of the public, in terms of people on the street, in terms of just, you know, general conversation, we're becoming nasty to each other. We're really, really nasty.
Well, there are some people who say that the things we're talking about from these various hosts we've been mentioning, some in name and others not in name, is the same sort of thing. They're bullies. They're creating all of this. The things that used to be entertaining are now mean-spirited and divisive.
There's nobody getting on the radio and actually leading new movements, having followers and going, whoa, that's the way. They're playing to existing perceptions, existing target groups. And this is the nature of commercial media today. This is the nature of journalism today, for God's sakes. So it's very troubling. But you know, I do not like the comments section of any online publication. And although I'm all for democracy and interactivity and people expressing their views, any publication you read that has some kind of a comment section, if it isn't really carefully edited, no matter what the subject, if you follow it down 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 comments, whether it's sports, whether it's literature, whether it's science, it always leads into two people telling each other that they're full of you-know-what and that they're dumb. No matter what the subject, it leads to two people, kicking each other. Why? Why is that?
Well, it's one of those things, as you've explained, part of the human condition, if you will. And that's why I think we find ourselves to a point, those of us who are trying to broaden the base. I'm a great believer. One of the consultants that we all know and love in this business, a lady named Valerie Geller, told me once that too much bad news, because my Monday through Friday program is called The Good Day Show, and sometimes it's hard to find something good. You can nose around and find, but you can't make a premise of everything being good. But I have learned the hard way sometimes that too much bad news turns listeners away. And so in the creation of what I'm trying to do on the air, which is somewhat different than what everybody else is trying to do, I don't want to talk about these things, but sometimes you feel like you got to because there's just so much focus on it. Do you think I want to sit and talk about Michael Brown and what's going on with the police there and the militarization of America and Iraq policy and Hawaii? No, I don't want to do that stuff. But yet,
you don't have to.
No, I don't. Well, I sort of do, because people that are listening to the program expect me and the people that are on the air with me to comment, to talk about an issue, and then to comment about it, much the same way you and I are doing
maybe,
here.
Maybe they don't. Maybe you'd create a different audience by not doing that.
Really?
In other
what
words,
what
you just said is what I've been saying. You are guiding what you talk about to what you think the audience wants, as opposed to talking about what you want and having the audience that's interested in that flock to you, or failing and realizing nobody's interested in what you're doing. In other words, you've made a... I'm not telling you you're right or wrong for doing that. I'm just explaining what you're doing.
Right. All right. So I'm going to give you an example of something in a moment that I did this week. It was taken from a rather interesting segment on a television news program. And this was complete fun, even though we had... all of the people on the air with me had lots of fun with this. A couple of listeners didn't. They were offended. I'll tell you the story in a minute as another example of one of the ways that people are entertained, whether you think it's mean-spirited or not. You can be the decider of that. You be the decider here. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Michael Harrison. I'm Doug Steffen. Right now, ladies and gentlemen, I want to enlighten you about the bags under your eyes. Would you like them to just disappear? Stop dreaming about it. Pick up the phone and dial 800-543-9262 and order GenuCell right now. GenuCell is the all-natural treatment. Comes from plant stem cell technology. Rid your face of unsightly bags, puffiness, lines around your eyes. The ones you've had for years will be gone when you call 800-543-9262. There are lots of people every day. I get another letter, two, three, four, sometimes. A stack of emails from people who say that this has changed the way their face looks. Call 800-543-9262 and mention Doug Steffen. You'll get a jar of Esotique Wrinkle Cream and also a brand new Deep Firming Serum when you order GenuCell today. 800-543-9262.
At 30,000 feet, there's no room for error. To keep a modern fighter jet flying safely year after year requires a highly trained team of expert technicians and specialized equipment.
Tango 311, confirming final inspection. Roger that.
GMC certified service technicians take service and maintenance just as seriously.
And we'll do a full 27-point inspection.
Great, thanks.
With specialized GMC training and genuine parts for every GMC vehicle, you can be sure your GMC is always ready to take off. Incredible thinking, incredible service. GMC certified service. That's professional grade. Get AC Delco professional DuraStop brake pads installed for only $99.95 or less per axle. Includes rotor inspection. Retail customers only. Turning or replacing rotors, all other services, and tax extra. Visit GMCCertifiedService.com for details, other great offers, and to find your closest GMC dealer.
Hey, I'm American Sam Adams, here to get craft beer drinkers' reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
You think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! Like, that was good. Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston Lager is the best. It was Boston.
Hi, I'm Doug Steffen with some facts about allergies that will surprise you. Fact one, your allergy symptoms aren't caused by allergens. They're caused by your body's chemical responses to them. Fact two, antihistamines target only one of these chemical responses. Fact three, Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour stops more to relieve your worst nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for a full 24 hours. You've got the facts, now get relief with Nasacort. It stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Today is the day you switch to Rite Aid for one simple reason. Wellness Plus, the card that gives you credits you can use like cash. Plus, discounts that only members get. Plus, 20% off almost the entire store. Plus, that's for a whole year. Plus, rewards that start today and pile on every time you shop. So, if you're tired of missing out on all the pluses only Rite Aid delivers, visit RiteAidWellness.com to sign up and learn more today about Wellness Plus. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show. A few more minutes left in our weekly conversation with Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher at Talkers Magazine, Talkers.com, home of Talkers Radio, Talkers TV, and Doug Steffen working our way through what it is that you're talking, or maybe why the sort of syntax behind what it is that goes on the air that you hear from these voices you become familiar with. And like, whether they're local or national, whatever, there's something that we kind of, we're looking for people that'll play the same, playing the hits that we want to listen to. And then every once in a while, something comes along that's just stellar. This is a piece of audio from a Fox News broadcast. A midday show has, I think, three or four women on it, including that former jock Kennedy. I forget who the other people are. Not important to the story. They were talking this week, Michael, to a shrink who's written a number of books, who became their guest, and they were talking about the psychology of weight and losing weight and gaining weight and all of that sort of thing. And they got around to Mrs. Obama, obviously a favorite target of the people that are on Fox. And this guy began to zero in on her motivation for trying to get people to lose weight. And through the conversation, there were a lot of comments made about Mrs. Obama's body type, how built she is, and what she looks like. So that's the background to this audio.
Michelle Obama is so, like, the Duchess when she speaks about. She is. Because, by the way, they're not just.
She needs to drop a few.
Oh my goodness, are we on a seven-second delay?
I want nutrition
advice from. Yeah, Michelle Obama, she needs to lose a
Let's be honest. Like, I mean, there's no French fries happening. That's all kale and carrots. I don't buy it.
There's a reason why radio and television are different media. On TV, it's no who's.
Right, exactly. Like a gaggle. A gaggle.
He makes a comment and he.
Right, there were four of them, and they were all. It was good, interesting, and we laughed and laughed and laughed after I played that on the air. And then people said, "How dare you disrespect the First Lady of the United States by playing that drivel?" So,
I mean, if you want to walk around believing the First Lady of the United States is the Queen or God, then go ahead.
Right. Yeah, she's going to another apology.
I'm all for disrespecting leaders. I think that that's the real American way.
Yeah.
And especially First Ladies. I mean, you know, the title First Lady, capital F, capital L. Like, where did
that come from?
Exactly. Does it have a First Lady?
Yeah, she's got a staff of what, 24, a budget of a couple of million dollars, and whatever else goes on. And Mrs. Bush had it. They've been having it for.
Bring back Mamie Eisenhower.
Yeah, Mamie Eisenhower.
What the heck are we going to do if Hillary becomes president?
Bill's going to have a budget.
First Lady?
Yeah.
I mean, Bill Clinton, are they going to call him First Man?
The First Man is Bill Clinton. There you go.
Bill Clinton's going to be like a pig in you know what if she becomes president. He's going to have all this presidential pixie dust on him again, and without any obligation. And responsibility.
Well, the bottom line here is that this week we have found a lot to be serious about. We have been concerned with some of the caustic remarks. We've had some fun. This is pretty much a normal week for us. Right? This ought to be what's the normal context of good conversation. Some fun, some serious stuff, some crazy comments, and then driving it home. What's the real reason we should be talking about some of this stuff? And I think we've hit all of those things. So, Michael, thank you.
No, my pleasure. It's an honor to be with you.
Oh, really? No. It's my honor to be with you. How many times do you hear that? These phonies, they go on, especially on NPR.
I'm humbled by...
When they NPR, they spend... 15 seconds thanking each other. Happy to have you. Oh, thank you for inviting me. More on NPR than any other place. And if I were program, I used to say to people when I was a program director of a couple of stations, they would go through this whole business about thank you, Fred, for being here. And I'm shut up already. Nobody cares that Fred's there. He delivered some information. So now on to the next piece of information.
Yeah, unfortunately, I love when people who are in the business of promoting themselves and being important and powerful and famous are given awards, and the first word out of their mouth always is, I am humbled by this. Oh, yeah, sure you are.
Nah, I deserve it. Okay, Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. Stephen J.J. Wiseman, lawyer, college professor, a good expert on the radio, written books on scams and identity theft. I have never asked him a legal question that he couldn't answer. And so before we talk about this new alert that you have, I want to just spend a moment on the Redskins and that name and why now, after 2.5 months or so, they would go to challenge what the trademark. First, I guess most people are still asking, how is it that the trademark office, the patent office, has any sway or say in this at all? And then why would they wait so long to challenge it? And what do they expect to gain out of something like this, Steve?
The trademark office disallows a trademark or a renewal of a trademark if it disparages any racial group or really any group. So a few years ago, this was challenged by a group of Indians, Native Americans, and the Trademark Bureau did indicate that they felt it was disparaging. The Redskins team appealed all the way up to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court, with the courage that we've seen from the court so many times, said, oh, we'd really like to answer this one, but you filed it too late.
Yeah.
So we're not saying anything. So it was tossed down because of the statute of limitations. So then the case was reinstated, but this time with younger plaintiffs who were in a position to say, we weren't born when this happened, so we do have the standing to challenge it. It's going to be interesting because very, very much behind the scenes, the owner of the Washington Redskins has already registered a trademark that looks like a, and it's really sharp looking, a dignified arrow and Indian garb with the name the Washington Warriors. So I think they're ready in the event that they lose the case, and they very well might, but it's going to be a factual matter. Does Redskins disparage the Native Americans, or does it really not have a negative connotation?
Stephen Wiseman is also the founder of Scamicide.com. This website is dedicated to informing you about the dangers of scams and providing you with the latest information. Got a new book called Identity Theft Alert. So in this, there are a number of people who are, or a number of objects, I suppose, in your affection, the worst enemies that people can confront when it comes to using social media, using the tools. Let's have a few minutes on this and how we use this book, Steve.
It's interesting you talk about the enemies. You and I are about the same age, and we're old enough to remember the old cartoon Pogo. And one of my favorite slogans of Pogo was, we have met the enemy, and he is us.
Mm-hmm.
And that is, despite all of the people who are out there, identity thieves, trying to get at our information and steal our money, and it's family members, it's the kid next door, it's organized crime here in the United States, it's criminals across the globe, they all depend upon us making serious mistakes. And here's one. Now, right now, following the sad, tragic suicide of Robin Williams, there are turning up scams, and you mentioned social media, which is a great place for identity theft scams, where someone will get a posting that says, you've got to click here for a video of the actual police photographs that have been suppressed. And people will fall for that. They will, you know, curiosity will kill the cat. They click on that link, and it downloads keystroke logging malware that steals all the information from their computer.
Now, there's another thing, and I'd like to close with this. One of the things that's most poignant about the advice in this book is advising people not to use their social security number any place. You get lulled into, the doctor needs your number.
The reason that your physician is asking for it is to make it easier to put you into collection if you don't pay your bill. Yeah, unfortunately, the law says that you don't have to give your social security number, but the law says that you're not protected and the business can decide not to do business with you. There are two things that you can do. One thing is you can ask, and I did this with one of my physicians recently, I want to give you my social security number because your security isn't that good. I will give you my license, you know, my driver's license. That will work. A lot of people used Richard Nixon's social security number rather than argue with them, and that works too.
Yeah. The book is called Identity Theft Alert, full of great information for you to protect yourself. His website is scamicide.com. His name is Stephen J.J. Wiseman, and he's here with us helping us understand how you can protect yourself. Again, the book is called Identity Theft Alert. This is the weekly talk radio countdown show. Thanks to Stephen J.J. Wiseman for his legal expertise, always an important part of our weekly countdown overview. I'm Doug Steffen. Make sure you're listening every week at this time for the talk radio countdown show. The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Whoa! This is big! big!
By popular demand, the Freeze-Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale has been extended. Now through August, save 30 to 45% on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dry foods from the Freeze-Dry Guy. Now's the time to stock up on all factory fresh stock of the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45%. But hurry, supplies are limited, so this sale is only through the end of August. Call 866-404-3666. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguide.com. Hurry! The Giant Factory Authorized Mountain House Sale with savings of 30 to 45% is extended through August from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.